Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The first baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Gibson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Sonny Siebert. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. May hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. 2 outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jones moves to second. Rico Petrocelli batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones scores. Smith moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Hairmon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hairmon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bradford. O'Brien reaches second base with a double. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Schofield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Brien scores. Siebert moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones strikes out. 2 outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. There goes Siebert. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Schofield. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. John hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Aparicio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Petrocelli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Noop is 0 for 1 in the game. Noop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Jarvis now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Jarvis covering. It's a double play. 2 outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Jarvis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jarvis bunts towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Gibson moves to second. 1 out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Schofield is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dalton Jones batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of 0-1. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of 1-2. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hopkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards second. Schofield picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Schofield. Hopkins moves to second. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Gale Hopkins. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. McCraw moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Conigliaro is called out on strikes. 1 out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradford strikes out. 1 out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. John is 0 for 2 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jarvis fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Berry pinch runs for Walt Williams. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field. Smith picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Smith. Berry moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jarvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Jerry Moses pinch hits for Ray Jarvis. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Schofield is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Schofield strikes out. 2 outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Landis now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Melton reaches second base with a double. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Knoop is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Melton moves to third. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Melton scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 3 in the game. Bradford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gibson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli strikes out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 3 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. John is 0 for 3 in the game. John strikes out. One out. Ken Berry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Berry moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry, who is chasing the ball. O'Brien reaches third base with a triple. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Locke pinch hits for Bill Landis. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Locke takes first base on ball 4. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schofield is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Schofield strikes out. 2 outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 4 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.